Blog Talk Radio.
Conviction to Zero Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
What's up, everybody? Bozilla here, Stephen Bobo. I'm here to tell you right now, Bozilla is on the road today, incognito, in disguise, outside the kelp. Here we do this show live today, outside. So I'm waiting for my gentleman to jump in the queue. Let me know he's here. Danielle's doing her thing, outside, getting this fresh air, and doing this show. So it had to be something to be told. The second show. We've been busy Friday and Saturday shows. So this is the first for us. So just waiting for him to check in. I'm going to break it down like this, guys. How is everybody's weekend so far? I just saw this something on my thing that comes across my phone. Individual shot an Uber driver today or last night. Shot him. He was Uber driver at McDonald's parking lot. And he got shot and robbed somebody that was an Uber driver. So this is what I'm saying here. I need every African-American man in the Columbus area. I need us to come together, find a spot where we can get together. Let's talk, because I am so tired of these kids on motorcycles and dirt bikes riding around robbing people now. It's starting to be a trend. So we need to be out there as far as black positive men out there. I don't care if you're just now getting out behind them walls. You're the perfect person who needs to be out there showing, telling you, look, you don't want to go where I was at. You don't want to be there where we was at. Because where you're about to go, it's not robber room. It's not McDonald's playland. It's real life. I need people to understand that. This is what happened last night. A man got shot who drives Uber at McDonald's. It doesn't make any sense to me. So we need to come together as black men. Not taking nothing away from my Caucasian men, my Asian men, my Latino men, my black men, black fathers. We need to get our tribes back, our kingdoms back, because first of all, we're leaving too much on our black queen. And I know a long time ago, you remember back in the day, Danielle will come on here and she'll tell you the same thing. Well, we used to always say that, oh, I don't know why you need him. You don't need no man. You don't need no man. But guess what, ladies? Sometimes you do need a man, because it takes a man to raise a son. Not saying you guys can't do it, because I've seen women do it, but you need a man to raise a son. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Because first of all, right now, we are in crisis as being black men with our black sons. You want your prince to become grow up, to grow, to be able to take over your kingdom. You have to leave a legacy for your child. But how can you leave a legacy for your child if he's in jail? You don't want that legacy that you might have had. You don't want that legacy to continue with him. So one day we have to wake up as men. I'm talking to my African men, my black men, my kings. I'm talking to you. Let this sink in. What if you are now sitting in jail, you're sitting in a penitentiary, and the next bus comes in full of all brand new people coming in from CRC. That's the name of our place here, CRC. They're fresh off the bus, fresh fish on the line. You know how they used to say that, fresh fish. So you look up, and damn it, it's your son. Your son. Because you're going to come inside the place where you're at. Now, not only do you have to be aware that your son's there, so now you have to show the image that your son, this is what goes on here. You need to keep your nose clean. Daddy can't protect you always in here. But being a father, you have to protect your son. but you are inside the penitentiary walls. You're inside the belly of the beast, and now your son's in the belly of the beast with you. So that's why I try to say, us as men, my black men I'm talking to. Like I said before, it's nothing to do, nothing to go against my Caucasian men, my Latino brothers. I'm not saying nothing against y'all. My Samoan brothers, I'm not saying nothing against y'all. I'm saying my black brothers, because you don't already think we're a dead cause. You know, we don't want to take care of our kids. We want to make them, but we don't want to take care of them. So now I'm saying, asking you, I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. Bozilla is challenging you to get off the couch. Put the weed down. Put the video game down. Don't play Madden, because you're never going to be Madden. Come outside and try to get your kids back. Get your sons back. Let's bring it back to the way it used to be, where a neighborhood used to raise a family. You raise your son. You raise your son who you need to be, because he has to be the one to carry on. Like now, you're in penitentiary, so now your son is now the man of the household. What do you do? Lady man?
Yeah.
All right. What's up, my man? What's up, my brother? I had to run a little bit, so now the floor is yours, brother. Go ahead and tell everybody who you are and what you do and what's going on.
But I'm Honey Ford. I'm incarcerated, and I got some things to say. You know, it may sound harsh when I first start, but at the end of the conversation, everybody know what it is I'm saying. My subject is a nigga and a dummy. Okay, this is how it is. The justice system. I've been doing a little research and everything, you know. And, you know, I'm not 100% sure, but if everyone just look into it, that's listening, you may have a family member or know someone who was incarcerated or been hurt, a shotgun bullet is considered as an explosive. Now, according to law in America, you must be properly trained to handle an explosive. So with that being said, we always talk about how we're going to stop gun violence and this and that and the other. Now, like I said, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty accurate. I'm pretty sure, like 90%. But if anybody ever had a family member that got killed, shot, anything by a shotgun bullet, think you should be able to file a lawsuit against the gun company. And that's how you shut the gun company down and stop all this violence. Because it don't make no sense. Because, you know, a black man in America this day, if a black man lived to be 21 and don't get shot or go to prison, he's a miracle. You know, and I sit back and I listen. And I listen to everything that's going on in the world. And nobody taking the time out to talk to these young people or anything, you know. But in order to get to them, we got to come together as a one. If we don't come together as a one, our generation won't make it. You got to go back to your roots, to your black history. Now, when they're being taught history in school and whatnot, they're taught by a white person. I'm not racist or anything, but I'm just saying what's on my heart. A white man is not going to tell your child the real truth, because they're ashamed of themselves. So this is what we get, a reoccurring act, history repeating itself. You feel me? So when history repeats itself, we don't go nowhere. We don't move. Every year at the same time, we get the same thing, Black History Month, February. And our kids are being taught the same thing. So I'm suggesting that everybody of color get together and take back their kids, because, I mean, it's sad that every time you look on the TV, a black child or something got killed. They done killed each other. And we got to stop it, we can save our generation. Because the way things look at it now, we ain't going to be around no more. So I suggest everybody just stop and think about it. You know, we done tried to march, boycott, all this, and it ain't worked. So, what else? But before I hang up, I'm going to tell everybody what I'm talking about. But now I'm going to the law. Now, according to the law, when the when the Constitution was wrote, blacks did not have, blacks could not vote. So therefore, everyone that who can vote was of the other color. So that should apply to them and only them. Now, also when it was written, it was only 13 states. South Carolina, North Carolina wasn't in it. So how should that apply to the states that wasn't on there, wasn't yet found? It shouldn't be. Some people are held in jail just because of what they say. Now, mind you, the lawmakers, they keep record of everything. That's where I'm glad they do. Now, if we go back there, they take census of everything. Now we can do some research, because people in jail right now shouldn't be in jail. So I suggest you tell your family members, whoever it is, to go out there and do some research. And, I mean, it's just sad that, you know, we sit back here and we talk about the things that we're going to do amongst one another, even out there in the street, what we're going to do amongst one another, but we don't. We just sit there and the problem just get worse and worse. So me personally, you know, I can't speak for everybody else. I can only speak for me. I'm going to take the first step, and I'm asking everybody else in this whole world to take the next step with me, because I look at it like this: no matter where I'm at, I'm a father, a brother, an uncle, and a friend. I got family out there too. Y'all got family out there too. So y'all just sit down and just chill and just think about what y'all look at. Look at the world. Now look around wherever you at right now. Somebody missing. You may be in jail, dead, or what have you. I mean, it's just that serious. Like I said, I sit back here and I listen. I got time to listen at what goes on back here and in the world. And everything that's going on in the world, nobody's concerned about the problem. They talking about coronavirus, stimulus check. That's all they talk about. When you leave this world, that's just, they're going to be there. When your child was looking for a mama or a father, y'all was worried about the mailbox, your check. He didn't want to scrape. He's either dead or in prison. Now you mad. How you get mad? And you know, people not might agree with what I'm finna say now, but you know, you got the white people out there, and they're killing us. They're looking at it like they don't care about their own race. Why should we? Because we still are killing ourselves too. So somebody got to make a step forward with me and stop the madness, man. Word. This shit just sick me. Excuse my French. I mean, because your wife or your child in the car and the police got the lights on, what you going to do? 90% of the time, you ain't coming back home. They're going to shoot you on sight. And it's time for us to get together as a black people and come back together and get our children, because it's wrong. Then you got people incarcerated. I mean, we as black people, we march out there, Black Lives Matter. And you go to the courtroom, and you go to court. The courtroom is full up with white people. I'm not racist. And then after you get your time or what have you, you go to the penitentiary. And when you get to prison, who's there? Black people. Now, them the same people that's out there in the world that's marching and saying all this and that. Say, for instance, George Floyd. He can't breathe. What you think happened to us back here? We can't breathe. They got their knee on our neck. This is stuff y'all don't know about. And it's sad because nobody won't say nothing. So I took it upon myself to say something, because I'm mad. I'm mad. I ain't gonna lie. I'm mad. And I done put up with this shit too long. Because when we back here, our families don't know what's going on. And it's really bad because, you know, it's a life and death situation. Nobody knows what's going on, but everybody.
You just said a mouthful. And it's right before you got on, right before you came on, I said it myself. We as African-American men, like I said before, I'm talking to my African-American men, we need to stand up and take our village back because we have left too much on our women, too much on our women. I see my mother take me by herself. And like I said, I'm not blaming my father. You know, God rest his soul, I'm not blaming my father. I don't know what the whole situation was between them two, but what I'm saying is this, that we as black men need to stop that transition as the black man is not around his children. You know, even if you are in the system, you can still be a father while you're in the system. You can still have them come see. You can still talk to them on the phone. You still write them letters. Give them encouragement. Don't turn your back on your family just because you're in the system. Don't do that because that's what the system wants you to do is fail. I don't know how many times we have to come on here and tell you guys this, that you guys don't listen, is that we're under extermination as a black man. Prison or death is usually what it is. And let's go back to what I said earlier before I got on. Black lives won't matter. Yes.
I just wanted to say I honestly believe that the black male has become an endangered species. Forget what you see on the commercials. I think that there just needs to be the black man put on as an endangered species. I see and I hear these stories of these gentlemen like Mr. Ford come on, and it just seems like the system is trying to eradicate them altogether, albeit by if you eradicate the black man, you eradicate the black race. And it just seems like an oxymoron because they want them to work for this Amendment 13 legal slavery thing. However, they don't want them to survive and they don't want them to thrive. And it just seems like an idiotic shot in the foot to use these men the way that they do and over-sentence and convict wrongly and convict on flawed witnesses and flawed evidence and, hell, no evidence at all. And I wanted to take just a couple minutes and thank Mr. Ford for having the courage to come on and say what was on his mind in a society where it's so easy to look the other way and it's so easy to say, well, it ain't my problem. And that's all I wanted to say, Mr. B. Back at it, boss.
So I got one more thing to say. And you know, like I said before, you know, we as black people, we go all the way back to Dr. King and what have you. We marched, we boycotted, we fought, we did all that. It didn't work. But if everybody listen to me, it may sound dumb or crazy. But I guarantee you this will work. My word is my bond. If every African-American in this entire United States of America do what they do best, they have no choice but to sit down to the table and listen to us. And you know what that is? Don't go to work. Sit down. Take you a break for a week. It's just that simple. Because without us, the world can't run. Without us, if we take everything that we invented, they don't have nothing. And that's another thing. They took our ancestors' inventions and put their name on it. That goes back to the gun and the bullet. When somebody commit a crime, they look for your fingerprints and this and that. Why is it that we should pay for that when they got their name on the weapon? So if they put their name on the weapon, they should be accountable for it because they did that, not my fingerprint. They made that gun. I didn't. So I advise everybody who out there ever lost a friend or anybody to a shotgun shell. It's an explosive. Do your homework. And, you know, I'm going to keep pushing. I don't care what happens. my mind made up. I'm gonna keep pushing. I don't care. I don't even care if I make it out of jail. All I care is about the people out there in the street, the young, the mothers and the children, and the rest of these guys around the world that's incarcerated that was scared to step up. Now I'm doing this for y'all. I don't care about me. I'm doing all this for y'all. With that being said and done, all I ask y'all to do is tell y'all people what I just said. Sit down. Like Bernie Mac said, when a black person go on break, they go on break. Take your break for a week. Watch what happens. It's just that simple. You know, and then you also got to go back, way back to, like, you know, where our people, we couldn't read. We were supposed to read. God meant for us to learn how to read. He meant for us that, but God gave us a mind, and we need to use that mind. And we, you know, our ancestors couldn't read or write or nothing. They could cook, they could build, they could do anything. But now when you go to school, you're looking at textbook, and they try to get everybody on one accord. That's where they can control us. And some of us fell for it. So that's why when you see a child or something drop out of school, I used to get mad. You know, as I got older, I said, why am I getting mad? Because he don't want to learn that. That's not his race. That's their race. And in order to control us, they taught us their system. Now, if we go back to our system, they couldn't take it. That's why they do what they do. And the more they beat us or kill us, we still forgive them. That's why I said Jesus was black. You know? And then, you know, they put you, a black man, in prison, take him away from all his family, friends, anybody. Nobody know what's going on. But yet still, we back here, figuring some type of way out to get in contact with our family and take care of them. Not even, you know, not even my own family, somebody else's family. I done helped plenty of people from back here just by talking to them. And what brought this upon me, this is the honest truth, what really made my mind up, I met this lady. She's like 64 years old. And she was homeless. I thought she was lying. She told me she was homeless. She lived in a car. She got 6 grown children. Don't do nothing for her. She got hit by a bus. Nobody there to take care of that lady. Nobody. I call that lady every day and check on her. For Mother's Day, she had nothing. $10. I gave that lady $10. Me and that lady sit there and cry for 45 minutes. I ain't care who saw me. Nobody in the wild was crying. She told me that the best Mother's Day she ever had. It's not who do it or how you do it. Don't always think about yourself. You know, every chance I get to talk to a little young guy, I talk to him. People say they're scared to talk to him. Just talk to him. The kids aren't bad. They just act like that because nobody want to talk to them. They're acting out because they won't help.
That's so true. That's true, man. And that's what I tell people all the time.
And you know, it's sad from back here behind these walls that I can go out and talk to those people out in society. I can be a friend, a father to your child. Why you can't be a father to your child? You out there. And to these women, all you women want to do is talk, somebody listen to them. Y'all ain't got time for them. I'm talking to the men. And if you don't like it, that's on you. I'm built like that. But anyway, it's time for us to step up and be men. You know, I did some fucked up shit to get locked up. But guess what? It is what it is. I can't go back in my past. And I can't change my past. But what I advise y'all to do is stop looking at each other faults. And look forward. Help somebody. Save our race. Instead of reading about history, make it. Give the next generation something to read about. Because I get tired of every year looking at the same thing that happened back in the day. I mean, it's inspiring, but Dr. King had his era. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X had his era. Nelson Mandela, all of them. Time for a new leader. So, for now, I'm stepping in. But I'm calling out to all the men out there in the world. Help me. Help save our children. Help save our women. It ain't right how they do them. They got to go out there and work like dogs, just to, 2 and 3 jobs just to take care of their children, when the other people ain't got to do nothing. That's basically why I come on here, man, because I'm angry. I ain't gonna lie. And then we, you know, the black man get in jail.
Right.
And it ain't right because the legal system ain't right. It's made for the white people. And we get too comfortable in here when we look at the situation, and the answer is not in the law book. Remember back way back when your ancestors always tell you the answer sitting right there in front of you? It's always been looking at you the whole time and you ain't never seen it. But guess what? I found it. And when I found it, I tried to explain it to people. They say I was crazy. But I guarantee you, if you listen to what I'm telling you, this ain't me. This is God talking. If you listen to what I'm telling you and do as I ask you, I'm not telling you to do it. You ain't got to do it if you want. Next week, every black person you know, you talk to them and you tell them, take a break for a week. And I guarantee you, these people see that they can't operate or do nothing without us. Nothing. Let's get our street and our children back. Give them their gun. And we finna get paid. We about to take over. And,
yes, sir.
You know, I did something.
We got 2 minutes left, man. We're about to get off. We're going to be cutting us off here in about 2 minutes.
I was just about to say that, boss man. We got 2 minutes.
Oh, I just want to tell everybody we got people in Kenya, Africa listening in on this too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Kenya
and
Uganda.
For us,
yes, sir.
We got Africa listening. They ride just like we told our ancestors. We tell each other, we got your back. Let's get our ancestors back and get this back.
All right. Well, I'm going to say this real quick, man. We're about to get off. Uganda, Africa, Kenya. Yes, sir. Yeah, I have organizations there also. But like I said, the pipeline is huge. The pipeline goes across this world. And what you just said is what we have to do as black men. I'm talking to you, not being racist. I'm talking to my black men. Step up and let's join forces to take care of this stuff. We got to take care of our kids, take care of our women, take care of our mothers. So that's the main thing I got to say. Man, I want to thank you for coming in, bro, because we got like 50 seconds left. I want to say thank you. We'll have to do this again, man. We'll be talking more. You know how we do. We'll
all right. Appreciate you.
We'll be talking more.
You know, I don't mind doing it.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
And we're down 3, 2, 1. Bozilla is out. Mr. Floyd is out. God bless y'all.
All right, man. Thank you, too. Devil's case.